Do you believe music has a power to exorcise demons? How about the financial demons of Europe's economic crisis? The answer from one band from Italy is absolutely. Reporter Beto Arcos explains.
The band Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino hails from Salento, in the southernmost part of Italy, on the heel of the Italian boot. Bandleader Mauro Durante says the music they play is an amalgam of all the influences they've been exposed to in a region at the crossroads of many cultures in the Mediterranean.
We are very close to Greece, Albania, to Africa as well. We have been under many dominations in history, such as the Spanish, the French, the Greek. So you can feel that in our music.
Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino is modeled after a traditional ensemble from the 1950s called Orchestrina Terapeutica. This sort of healing orchestra, composed of a violin, guitar, diatonic accordion, and tambourine, traveled around playing music to exorcise the demons of the tarantate, those who had been bitten by a spider. The band would play and the patient would dance until he or she was healed. One traditional song in particular, Pizzica Indiavolata, which gives the title to their new album, was considered the most powerful cure for tarantate.
Today, we play it in a different way, our own way, with new melodies, with new ideas, but still, we want to save the function, the healing that Pizzica Indiavolata used to have.
In the mid-1970s, this musical tradition became associated with poor people and went out of style. It was during this period that the folklorist and scholar Rina Durante conceived Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino. Then, in the late 1990s, perhaps as a cultural response to globalization, people in Italy rediscovered the music and Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino suddenly found themselves widely popular. So far, two generations of Durantes have led the band. They've recorded 17 albums and are considered one of Italy's oldest traditional music ensembles. Mauro Durante acknowledges that the phenomenon of tarantismo has died. There are no more victims of the taranta, but there are still demons to exorcise.
There is the economical crisis. It is hard to find a job. It is hard to find your way in the world. And still, this music can be a cure. Can be a way to dance, sing, and play out your own illnesses, your own demons.
In the same way the Orchestrina Terapeutica composed music to heal the tarantate, Mauro Durante composed a song with a similar purpose. The song Nute Fermare, Don't Stop, expresses the concerns of a new generation.
Si laureato ma non c'è fatia, specializzato ma non c'è fatia, te resta solo la tua fantasia.
The lyrics say, you graduated, but there's no work. You have a master's, but there's no work. And you're left with only your imagination. Wanting to buy a house, it's agony. Wanting a family, it's crazy. But if you stop, there's melancholy. Get up, find a way, keep on going, don't stop. Durante is well aware that music isn't a terribly practical response to all the ongoing economic problems facing Europe. But still, he says when people dance, they often forget their troubles, if only for a while. And so in that sense, he says the members of Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino consider themselves musical healers for the 21st century. For the world, I'm Beto Arcos.
I'm Exercise. Watch the official video for Nute Femare at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back tomorrow.